Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Memorial Day edition as I broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody who's helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. Thank you. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and also all the roughnecks out there in the oil rigs and out there in the platforms all around the world. Thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch page. The official Captain's America Third Watch page. Like the page and jump on into the chat room, just like we got a bunch of people there, including Al and his camper. How about that, Kyle? Al and his camper.
Yes, that's right. That's right. He said it's been raining as well.
Well, it can rain. Yeah, because he must be in that area we're looking at, Nebraska, with the rain. But let's get going with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Now, Andy McCarthy, who is an investigative journalist extraordinaire, has said that the FBI framed General Flynn and people need to go to jail. Well, yeah.
Well, absolutely. You know, here is an example, Captain, of just the nightmare scenario of having literally the different law enforcement agencies of government, the FBI primarily, or the intelligence community, whatever, being literally weaponized to go after an American citizen because those in power, or had some power, decided they didn't like what that citizen represented. They didn't like the way that the vote went in the 2016 election. And if it can be done to General Flynn, for example, it can be done to anybody. This is, again, it's the nightmare scenario. We're supposed to be free, and we're supposed to be able to let the chips fall where they may. Some people don't like that idea, evidently.
I want you to listen to Senator Chucky Boy Schumer going at it with Meghan McCain on the ABC show The View, because this is what he had to say when he lied about what he said about Donald Trump. He said, oh, I never said that. But listen to this.
So, Senator, President Trump has been nonstop tweeting about Obamagate, which stems from allegations Obama and senior officials used government power to spy on Trump's campaign. Can you say with 100% certainty that this did not happen and it's all a big Trump conspiracy theory to distract us?
Well, I didn't say it. 17 intelligence agencies. These are nonpartisan. These are people who've risked their lives for us, CIA, NSA. They said it. This came from the Russians, who wanted to divert attention from what they did. And for the Senate and President Trump to spend time on this when we have a COVID crisis is just absolutely absurd. We should be focusing on helping people through this crisis, not pursuing already discredited conspiracy theories.
They are not discredited conspiracy theories. The 17 intelligence agencies didn't say that. So why does he stand there on national television and lie to everybody? Is it just because he can?
I think it's because he can, and I think it's because that is simply the playbook. They go out there and they stonewall or they say this kind of thing, we're trying to appear like, hey, you know, it's not just me, it's these other people who are saying this as well. When in reality, all you gotta look is, you know, just peruse the news reports. Goodness gracious, Senator Schumer, and you should be able to at least realize, at the very least, that there's something incredibly fishy going on here. But again, yeah, this is all part and parcel of just what it is to be in the Democrat power elite. Go out there and say whatever you want, because generally speaking, you'll get a nice reception from the media.
Now, we're having a SpaceX rocket launch. We're launching two astronauts into space to go to the space station. And the president was asked a question about whether or not he was going to attend the launch. And here's what he said, and then we'll expound. I'm thinking about going. That'll be next week. To the rocket launch. I hope you're all going to join me. I'd like to put you in the rocket and get rid of you for a while. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Steve. He said he was going to send him to the moon. But here's the other part of that, okay? Both Vice President Pence and the President Donald Trump are going to attend that monumental launch, the first one in, I believe, what, 17 years?
I believe so, and this is a major milestone, of course, for SpaceX to be able to put people up in a rocket ship. But also, Captain, even it's coming at a time when a lot of people are looking for a little bit of hope, a little bit of the notion that, hey, you know, we're going to keep making progress. Mm-hmm. And this is a private thing, but it's going
to
be great.
Let me go over here and give Todd and Tampa an opportunity. Take us to the break.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me open up with my statement. The success power of Jesus Christ is in absolute control today, performing perfect results here and now for the American people. God bless us all. Donald, let's get back to business here, okay? We're talking about the election. We're talking about the election. We're talking about the election. If I was in charge of the Trump team, okay, I would say anyone who says they can't drag Joe Biden across the finish line, you don't know a thing about winning. Let's go.
Alrighty, and that's Todd and Tampa. We appreciate him, and we appreciate everybody else that calls the show. So there you go. Now, I will be right back, and we'll get into some more discussion here about what's transpiring right directly in front of us. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You can find out more by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Now, get on the three-week quick start. It's the $19.95 three-week quick start. That's all it costs you, $19.95. Go over to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little video that's there with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of the company, and you'll find out it's all natural. Everything in there is good for you. And then sign up for the $19.95 program, and away you go, and see if it doesn't work for you like it has for me and many thousands of others. Now, I've been on it for 4 years, and it works for me. That's all I can tell you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Easy for me to say. Florida Representative Val Demings is a possible VP candidate. She hit President Trump hard for weaponizing a Biden gaffe. Now, that's rather ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you know, talking about the idea, you know, President Trump is supported as enablers, dividing the country.
What would they do if that had been President Trump? What would the other side do?
Oh, well, they would have roasted him to the nth degree. And honestly, I don't know that he weaponized anything. It seems to me like that was just, you know, hey, this is what Joe Biden said today.
It's the media that's doing it to him. They're the ones who keep playing it.
Well, exactly right. And, I mean, this was an unbelievable gaffe, even for Joe Biden, and it revealed a lot, and the response has been absolutely into orbit about it. And
well,
they don't know how to contain it.
The Vice President Pence blasted Biden's black voter remarks, saying they smack of desperation, which obviously, to a certain extent, I would say that that's true.
Yes, well, and also, I think Biden, he just went off script, and they were trying to end the interview, but he just kind of, he went off, and this is what happens when Joe Biden doesn't have something in front of him to read, one would assume, and suddenly they're in this major a catastrophe. It has nothing to do with Republicans, nothing to do with anything other than Joe Biden.
Speaking of catastrophes, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo doubts the New York economy will just bounce back after the virus goes away, let alone comes back very soon. He's predicting doom and gloom big time for New York.
Well, that's right, because as we all know, it's easier to turn everything off and tell everybody to go home and be safe than it is to say, okay, time to come back, because it's not just about reopening businesses, but getting people to go to those businesses.
And one of the reasons why he's really concerned is because 442,000 of the highest wage earners in the state of New York, which includes millionaires and people that make $100,000 to $900,000 a year and whatnot, they have left the state.
They have left the state. They leave the state because they can get literally a better deal somewhere else. Unfortunately, if they're not willing to really try to keep people, there's just got to be some changes made, and they're never willing to make them.
And according to the place on where they went to, it was South Florida, which is Miami, West Palm, and Fort Lauderdale. So good luck over there, because they usually bring their blue state habit voting habits with them because they think they're getting such a deal, but they don't realize that if they come in state a little bit, it's even better, but they need to change their voting practices.
Well, sure. Otherwise, they'll recreate the same set of circumstances.
Or worse. Now, the German health minister has said that President Trump has got a point on the World Health Organization. We're talking about the fact that they misled everybody.
Yes.
So I think that I find that quite interesting that it's the German health minister saying that.
Yes, and not to be trying to be too funny here, but in the coming days we'll hear all kinds of negative stories about the German health minister if he's agreeing with Donald Trump. But honestly, you see, that's one of the things. You know, we're told, oh, no, they're the World Health Organization. Everything they say is the gospel truth. It just isn't, and they didn't tell us the truth. That's just what we know.
Now, years ago, I had the pleasure and distinct honor of meeting, at that time, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. I was one of the first nationally syndicated radio hosts in the country to interview him after his problem that he had with Iraq, where he almost wound up going to jail, military jail, because of something that he did. But under the same circumstances, I think there's not a military officer that wouldn't have done the same thing to save their men. They were about to be ambushed by an Iraqi unit, and he had one of the people that knew the information, and he touched off a weapon beside the guy's head and told him, the next one's going in your head if you don't tell me what I need to know. And the guy sang like a canary, and they found out they were going to get ambushed. But anyway, by about 1,000 people compared to his 300 troops that he had. Now, that being said, yesterday, former Florida Congressman Alan West, now living in Texas, was seriously injured in a Texas motorcycle crash when he got hit by a vehicle that paid no attention. I guess they ran a stop sign or something and just ran him over.
Yes, this is a very disturbing story. Former Florida Congressman Alan West, he is said to be recovering. He was driving back from a rally in Austin, Texas, a political rally there, on reopening the state. According to the report, Captain, that I have, he suffered a concussion, which is very serious. Also, several fractured bones.
Wow.
Also cuts. In this motorcycle crash. So, right, absolutely praying for Alan West tonight.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and that's a shame. By the way, he's running for Texas State GOP chairman.
Mm-hmm.
So what a way to get it, though. Now, the U.S. has been cracking down on the drug cartels, not only in Mexico, but in Central and parts of South America, which is a boom for the busts they've been making down there and driving a lot of the cartels right out of the areas.
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, it's something that we don't hear a lot about. especially not only because of coronavirus, but because of all of the politics and everything happening at the beginning of the year and these kinds of things. But this is a major thing, and it literally does impact our national security in a very, very big way.
Now, the NBA has confirmed talks to restart the season at the Walt Disney site. They got a big sports complex there that they're not using anymore because they had, amongst other things, the Atlanta Braves baseball team there, and they moved out, came over here to my side of the Gulf right down there just below me in Sarasota County in Northport. So they have that facility open. And on top of everything else, when they're talking about starting the NBA, Magic Johnson got asked, who's the real king, Michael Jordan or LeBron James? And he gave a very interesting answer.
He did. I think he said, LeBron James had done a lot had been very, very instrumental, but he still thought that Michael Jordan would take the top spot.
And that's interesting. Now, Magic played with Michael Jordan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not on the same team, but he played with Michael Jordan. And
yeah.
LeBron James, he's merely watched. And there is quite a difference, you know. So I'll go with his decision. Now, the other thing is, we know Major League Baseball teams are back in training camp. So that means they're over there in Arizona, and I know they're down here in Florida. Is that correct?
I believe so. That's right. Yeah, they're trying to get all that happening again. It will take time to be game ready, basically. Yeah.
Well, I think they're giving it a month, and then they're going to start playing the spring training over again and then get right into the season. I think that's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly right. Because right now, I mean, major league pitchers are literally throwing the ball around in their backyards. I mean, this is what they can do unless they are able to get.
I think they're at the camp now. I think they're back at their facility. Now, the other thing is the NFL season looks like it's going to start on time. No problem there.
Well, one would hope, and especially because we're seeing more of the reopenings throughout the country. In fact, Orange County, California, just went into its phase two of reopening, which allows some dine-in and the restaurants and so forth. So hopefully the country will be on pace to be able to have these things start up.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the NFL, whether or not there are a lot of fans in the stands, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, and finally, the NHL hockey season, they may come back and they may play like the playoffs or something like that. I don't know what they're going to do, really. There's been a lot of discussions, but the majority of the players are in Canada. Therein lies the problem. How do they get back from Canada and not have to do the two-week quarantine, which they know they're going to have to do, and get back to playing? How are they going to do that?
Well, that's a really good question. One would think they could quarantine before they came here, and then was a line of sight, you know, went from one point A to point B. There may be some way to work something like that out, one might think. Otherwise, they may have to quarantine once they get here, but hopefully they'll be able to get something figured out for that.
All right, well, how are you going to make it work out there in California with the Ninth Circuit Court coming out and saying that, churches can't meet, we just can't allow them to meet? How's that going to work?
Well, I think it's offensive to a lot of people, Captain. I mean, obviously, as I mentioned, we're going into phase two, which means you can go sit in a restaurant, but you can't go sit in a church service, even with social distancing.
All right.
Makes sense.
Tell us how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Kathy, take us to break, and then we'll be back with our first military report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and health help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 600 of the nation's physicians sent a letter to President Trump this week calling the coronavirus shutdowns a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing negative health consequences to millions of non-COVID patients. Simone Gold, MD, an emergency medicine specialist in Los Angeles, said that downstream health effects are being massively underestimated and underreported. This is a magnitude of errors. She said suicide hotline phone calls have increased over 600%, and other silent casualties include 150,000 Americans per month who would have had new cancer detected through routine screenings. From missed cancer diagnoses to untreated heart attacks and strokes to the risk of increased suicides, they are alarmed at what appears to be a lack of consideration for the future of health patients. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. We honor you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Center. Now, keep in mind, National Aviation Academy, last week, Bo was in here. He'll be back in 2 weeks. And he told me that he got several different comments from folks, so we appreciate that, the fact that you were paying attention. So let's find out more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and they have the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my area, Tampa Bay, and we're in Tampa, and they're across the bay over in the west side in Clearwater. So check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of one of the two facilities, and you'll find out everything you need to know about National Aviation Academy. And I will tell you that they are just the very best at what they do, and you will have yourself a tremendous, tremendous paying job that will get you just so far along the ladder. You'll be so far ahead of the curve, it won't be funny. All right, now, looking at our military news tonight, we've got a couple of different things that seem to be emerging right now. The situation over right now in Iraq and Afghanistan is that we have a lot of unrest there, a lot of bombings every day. Some you're hearing about, some you're not, but it seems to be going very strong still in Afghanistan, which is slowing down the talks and moving people around and out of the mix, if you will. So that's not happening over there. Plus, you got ISIS over there, as well as the Taliban over there, and it seems that one's trying to outdo the other. Now, in Iraq, it's a different story. The bombings and the attacks are being done predominantly by the Iranian proxies that are over there, like the Sadr militia. Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi army, as they used to call it, the militia, because they're still doing the things that they used to do, and it's just the way it is, unfortunately. We can't seem to cut that loose from the scheme of things over there. So it's presenting a problem, and the U.S. Envoy, who was sent over, dispatched to Afghanistan to try to bring the peace talks back into the mix over there, he's having quite a problem over there because, again, the Taliban are saying, hey, don't look at us, it's not us, and then all of a sudden one day it is them. it's not all the ISIS people that are over there doing the attacks. So damn if you do, damn if you don't, I guess, but who knows. And the U.S. has massed a bunch of planes at a Japanese base to show the foes and allies that it can handle not only the coronavirus, but also the big buildup of the military action that is being transferred from one part of the world over to the Southeast Asian theater, and in particular for patrol flights and whatnot out into the South China Sea. Now, the Yokota Air Base in Japan is showing all the potential foes and allies that it's ready for action under any circumstance despite the coronavirus emergency. And I guess that's important in the scheme of things right now. We'll see. Also, the UN and the U.S. and France are arguing over the counterterrorism efforts in West Africa. Now, the Trump administration is seeking to put an American in charge of the UN mission in Mali, which is where the terrorist encounter is going on. And France wants one of their people in charge. And the UN is saying, we don't care as long as you do something to stop what's going on. Well, okay, here we go again, right? Same old, different day. But we'll wait. We'll see what happens. And with the COVID-19, the Defense Department is bracing for a manning gap this year. The Pentagon's top personnel official told reporters this weekend that after the COVID-19 pandemic forced the services to slow their intake of new troops, there's going to be a shortage of qualified people in certain positions. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. And as the military restarts its elective surgeries, some troops are going to have top priority. Now, patients in the military health system whose scheduled or planned surgeries were postponed by the COVID-19 pandemic may soon be able to set up their procedures under guidance released by the Defense Department. We'll wait. We'll see about that one. I haven't yet seen what the guidelines are. But if they're able to, then that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And the other thing is, on this Memorial Day, the national cemeteries are not going to be open as they normally have been for large groups or gatherings where they've had upwards to 1,000 people or more, especially down in Sarasota, the new cemetery down there, for a military gathering where you had speakers and all sorts of things honoring the folks that are buried there. That's not going to happen today. That's going to be done privately. They're going to allow people that have relatives in the cemeteries to come by and visit the grave. But if you don't have a person that is buried there that's a relative, then my understanding is they're not going to let you in. So we'll see how that works. So for those people, I would say that you should go to the war memorials that you've got in your towns, whether they happen to be along a river or on a lake or downtown in the middle of the town, like some places have. I remember in my hometown in upstate New York, we had a clock in the middle of the town with a little drive around, and it was a war memorial statue with a clock in it that was dedicated to the honor and the memory of all those who had served in all the wars, and it also had engraved on it the names of the people that had died up to that point were engraved on the side of the statue that they had there at the base. It was really something to see. But whatever they have, however they have it, take a look at your newspapers, see what they have to offer, and then just go from there. That's about the best you can do. That would be my suggestion. Now, because it is Memorial Day, and because I can, I'm going to play a little something to take us into the break here. This is Alan Tippin with the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud to do it, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and the stripes.
This is the Captain's America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop in today, stop in tonight. Grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee, just tell them you were listening to the captain on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's all it takes. All right, and here we go.
We'll be right back. heart of my town. Anything you say would do. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you.
Montgomery Gentry, where I come from, and that's a little battle action in the background there showing the soldiers that served in their town and what they were going through. And that's what small town America is all about. That's what I was telling you about, my small town with the military monument right smack dab in the middle of the town, which is where a lot of towns have them. Now, let's get going here. The Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, thunderstorms, heavy rain, heat on the Memorial Day lookout here. Strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are possible with flash flooding expected from Texas to the upper Mississippi Valley. Boy, they had plenty of it yesterday, and probably some tornadoes in the mix, too, and they're going to have it again today on Memorial Day. Also, a soaking rain with flooding is expected across south-central Florida. Meanwhile, a week of record-breaking heat is going to get started across California, into the southwest, into the Great Basin, as excessive heat warnings will stretch all the way across that region. Now, we have got rain that is slowly moving from the east coast to the west coast right now in Florida. That's number one. Along I-95, you're going to have rain all the way from Miami all the way up to Daytona. And there's some rain across Alligator Alley right now, too, so be advised about that, as well as down towards the Keys. Now, coming across I-10, we'll stay on I-10 for a bit. We'll get all the way across here to Houston. Looking good there. If you're going down towards the Mexican border or down towards Galveston or Corpus Christi, you're going to be in rain down through there. That's where the system has been firing up most of the time yesterday and into late last night. So I suspect that's where it'll kick up in again as the day goes along. Now, coming out across through San Antonio, you're going to have some that's Austin. I'm sorry. Austin's going to have some rain in there tonight. San Antonio, you're looking pretty good. Now, out in Nevada, you're going to have from Tucson over to Phoenix, temperatures 110, 115 degrees, no way around it. Then going west and going north up towards Flagstaff, up to about the 3,500-foot level, you'll have temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Kingman, Arizona, 100-degree temperatures. Las Vegas, 100 to 105. Temperatures along the eastern part of California, to include Yuma, to include over in Needles, and to include also the high desert. Temperatures will be approaching 100 degrees all through there, from the inland areas over towards Ontario, and then all the way up to Sacramento. You'll have temperatures in the high 90s and low 100s up that away. You do have some wind tonight in Nevada, getting a little reprieve there at the moment. Got some wind in Nevada across most of Nevada, and Lake Tahoe on down towards Fresno. You got wind there in that area. Northwestern part of Wyoming, we've got some rain tonight. We've got some heavy rain, and apparently Al's staying at a campground where he's getting rained on, and I can see it, Al. I can see the central part of Nebraska, the southern part of Nebraska, over into the southeastern corner of Nebraska. You've got rain, flash flood watches as well all through there. Southwestern corner of Iowa, flash flood watches there. Northwestern corner of Missouri, flash flood watches there. Then across from Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri, all the way across into Salina, Kansas, and on down south, I-35 to the Oklahoma state line. You've got rain. You've got flood watches, flood warnings in that area. You got some rain in the Upper Peninsula tonight of Michigan, so be advised of that. And then you've got a little bit of frost kind of adding to the fun up there in the western and the central part of Maine going into a little bit of northern New Hampshire right now. There is a frost warning up in that area. So that's where the cool part of the country is. Everything else is either way too hot or going to be stormy and going to be rainy. So that's what you got. No in-betweens. All righty. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Make sure you stop on by. Tell them the captain sent you, and you're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and that should go good with maybe somebody that needs a little spike, a little jolt in their step there. Okay. To the phone lines we go, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, a couple of things happened last night that really weren't necessarily expected to happen. First of all, the White House made an announcement because of what's going on in Brazil. And in the last couple of weeks, things have gone really south bad with the coronavirus there. So the White House has limited travel to the U.S. with people from Brazil, pretty much none, unless they're an American citizen, then that's okay.
Correct.
So
which is the same. Mm-hmm. That's the same pattern that we've used in, you know, certainly other places. Obviously, China, and then I think we still have our borders closed on an exceptional basis with Mexico and
we do.
Canada.
We do.
So,
which is why the hockey players can't get back to start the season. But anyway, how long is this going to go on, or what brought this about?
I'm sure that we've got some people at the State Department and Health and Human Services that are working with Brazil very closely right now in order to help them mitigate this thing and help them out. So once they necessarily get stabilized, whenever that is.
Okay, well, it's just kind of interesting is all. And then the other thing that we've been watching is this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision that came out Sunday night about the churches in California. Boy, there's some people on fire about that one.
Rightly so. So I believe that the Department of Justice will step in and probably file some kind of a amicus brief, or you know, this thing will necessarily escalate, but they can certainly file a lawsuit against the state of California for this too.
And see, we've got a new popular word out there, amicus brief. Ever since it became popular in the scheme of things, it's going to be it's going to be the thing to do. I'm saying that because I had a person in the chat room say that.
Okay.
Who knows?
I mean, they're very common. It's just that we're certainly paying a lot more attention to the machinery of the justice system because of General Flynn.
Now, we are honoring, ladies and gentlemen, not just the male veterans that lost their lives in service to America, but a little-known fact that most people don't realize is that on Memorial Day, we also remember our fallen female heroes. We've had 149 brave U.S. military women lose their lives in the war on terror since the beginning. Now, that's something you don't hear about much, so we honor them on this Memorial Day, too. So, we'll be back with more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with extended overnight. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.